American Language Course, Tape 2303A. Listen to the following dialogue.
I'm starving.
Well, help me get the food out of the basket and we'll eat right away.
Good.
Here's the tablecloth. Spread it out on the grass and I'll get out the sandwiches and things.
Okay, here's a good level place right here.
These are chicken sandwiches, and those are peanut butter and jelly.
Stuffed eggs, too, and celery and carrot sticks. Boy, you really went to town.
Well, I knew we'd be hungry after that swim. Here are the Cokes. Will you open them?
Sure. Where's the bottle opener?
In the basket.
There you are. They're nice and cold.
Have a sandwich.
Thanks. That's delicious.
Oh, dear. There's an ant.
Well, you can't have a picnic without ants. We'll just have to eat up the food before they do, and that'll be easy.
Have a stuffed egg.
Thank you. My, that tastes good. You're a good cook.
Why, thank you. Have another sandwich, then we'll have dessert.
What's for dessert?
Chocolate cake. And I brought some fruit, too.
Chocolate's my favorite kind of cake. Mmm, it's wonderful.
I'm glad you like it. Now, let's clean up, and then we can take a walk through the park.
Okay, you put the things you're going to take home in the picnic basket, and I'll put the trash in that trash can over there.
All right. I think we're all set now. Let's go.
Listen to the following dialogue and repeat the part of the man. Then repeat the correct response when you hear it.
Help me get the food out of the basket and we'll eat right away.
Good. I'm starving.
Help me get the food out of the basket and we'll eat right away.
Good. I'm starving.
Here's the tablecloth. Spread it out on the grass and I'll get out the sandwiches and things.
Okay, here's a good level place right here.
Here's the tablecloth. Spread it out on the grass and I'll get out the sandwiches and things.
Okay, here's a good level place right here.
These are chicken sandwiches, and those are peanut butter and jelly.
My, they taste good. You're a good cook.
These are chicken sandwiches, and those are peanut butter and jelly.
My, they taste good. You're a good cook.
Here are the Cokes. Will you open them?
Sure. Where's the bottle opener?
Here are the Cokes. Will you open them?
Sure. Where's the bottle opener?
Have another sandwich.
Thanks. They're delicious.
Have another sandwich.
Thanks. They are delicious.
Now, let's clean up and then we can take a walk through the park.
All right. I think we're all set now. Let's go.
Now, let's clean up and then we can take a walk through the park.
All right. I think we're all set now. Let's go.
Listen and repeat.
Let's take a walk. I'm tired of sitting so long. Let's take a walk. I need some exercise. I walk to school every day. I don't have a car. We'll have to walk. We missed the bus. We're all set now. Let's go. We're ready now. Let's go. Let's eat. I'm starving. Let's eat. I'm very hungry. What's for dessert? What are we having for dessert? I'll clean up. I'll put the trash in the trash can. Spread the blanket out. That is, unfold the blanket. We'll just have to eat up the food. That is, we'll have to eat all the food.
Listen. The word up is used to express completeness or totality when it appears with certain verbs. Here are some examples. Eat up, drink up, clean up. The house burned up means it burned completely. Let's practice some expressions with up. Listen and repeat.
We were thirsty. We drank up the Cokes. This paper is no good. We're going to burn it up. The room is dirty. We must clean it up. Don't throw any of the food away. Eat it up.
Let's review some expressions with which and that. Repeat the expressions and sentences that the man says. Answer the girl's questions.
Which I liked best. That I liked best. This is the magazine which I liked best. This is the magazine that I like best.
Is this the magazine that you like best?
Yes, it is. This is the one that I like best. Which I prefer. That I prefer. That is the newspaper which I prefer. That is the newspaper that I prefer.
That is the newspaper that you prefer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That is the newspaper that I prefer. Which is sharp? That is sharp. A knife which is sharp should be handled carefully. A knife that is sharp should be handled carefully.
How should a knife that is sharp be handled?
Carefully. It should be handled carefully.
Let's also review some expressions with who and that. Remember to answer the girl's questions. Repeat what the man says.
Who enjoys life. That enjoys life. She is the kind of person that enjoys life. She is the kind of person who enjoys life.
She is the kind of person who enjoys life, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She is the kind who enjoys life. Who likes to talk. That likes to talk. He is the type of person that likes to talk. He is the type of person who likes to talk.
Is he the type of person who likes to talk?
Yes, he is. He is the type who likes to talk.
Here is a practice in changing the word order in some sentences. For example, you will hear,
"Last night it was unusually cool."
You should say, "It was unusually cool last night."
"Yesterday it was very hot." "It was very hot yesterday." "Last night it was unusually cool." "It was unusually cool last night." "This afternoon I'm going to town." "I'm going to town this afternoon." "Tomorrow is his birthday." "His birthday is tomorrow." "Next week we are having a test." "We are having a test next week." "Last month it rained a lot." "It rained a lot last month."
This is the end of tape 2303A.